that all right? Excellent.
I didn't know until yesterday that it was my turn to do the children's story because I didn't know Pierce wasn't going to be here. But suppose we wanted to tell someone about God's love. I wonder where we'd begin. What would we say? Everything that we need to know about God's love is in this book, isn't it? But where would we start? Because it's immense, isn't it? I'm sure we all know that the Bible is made up of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and altogether there's 66 books in this one book, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. And I looked it up and I hadn't realized before, but there's 1,189 chapters in this book. I read a lot of books like historical novels and that, and you might get 30 chapters. But 1,189 chapters in the Bible. And even more amazing to me was the number of verses. 31,173 verses. So where do you start when you want to tell someone about God's love? It's a bit scary, isn't it, really? Because there's so many places we could begin, and it would be very easy to get lost or a bit confused, maybe. But how about if we could shrink the message of God's love down so small that it would fit into a nutshell? We didn't have any nuts at home. Well, we've got one, but we didn't have a nutshell. So I brought along an eggshell this morning. I should get told off about that later. But how about if we could shrink the message of God's love down so small that it would fit into this eggshell then? It'd be great, wouldn't it? And I think we can do that this morning. I also looked on the computer last night to find out what the top 10 verses in the Bible are. By that I mean the top 10 verses that people know, that people love and read the most often. We haven't got time to look at all five of them this morning, but I'd like us to just think about the top five. And if you've got a Bible there, I'll call out the verses, and perhaps someone would like to read out that verse nice and loud for me, please. Number five in the top 10 verses that people know, love, and read the most often is found in Psalm 23, and it's verse 4. Psalm 23 and verse 4. This is number 5 of the top 10. Thank you, Pat. That's number 5 in the top 10. That's a lovely verse, though, isn't it? And you can see why people would often read that and would love that one. Number 4 is Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans 8, verse 28. Thank you. Again, that's a verse which gives people comfort from time to time, isn't it, in their lives. Number 3 is Philippians chapter... Oh, sorry, did everybody hear that one? I'll read it again. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So that's number 4 in the top 10. Number 3 is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. A lot of pages rustling, that's nice.
For I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ who gives me the strength and power.
Thank you. That's lovely. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. That's a lovely verse, isn't it, to hold on to too. Number 2 in the top 10. Now you need to find the Old Testament this time because it's Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Thank you, Rita. God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. But number one of the top 10, hardly surprising really, is found in John chapter 3 and verse 16. Do we need to look that one up or can we just say it? Let's all say it together then, in whatever version you've learnt. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that verse is hardly surprising that it's number one of the top 10, is it really? Because there's everything in that verse that we need to know about God's love. Who's the verse about? It's about God, isn't it? What does God do? God loves. Who does God love? He loves the world. That means he loves you and me as well. What did God do to show his love? He gave his one and only Son. And what must we do in return? We need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And then what is our reward? It's eternal life. The Bible is full of the promises of God's love. But when it comes time for us to share with someone else God's love, let's remember the Bible in a eggshell, because that's the message that the world needs to hear today, isn't it? Thank you for your help this morning.